Called to order the special call meeting for the City of Ridgetop Board of Mayor and Aldermen to go over the City of Ridgetop 2025 LWCF grant application, Ridgetop Park Acquisition Project. Got to do the invocation and...
Sure.
Okay. Invocation, sir.
Dear Lord, thank you for this day and the many blessings you brought with us. Lord, thank you for the weather we've had. Lord, be with us as we make these decisions and make them in according to your will. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That's close.
Yes, close. Okay, roll call, Ms. Kelly.
Mayor Shaw.
Here.
Alderman Gregory.
Here.
Alderman Martin.
Here.
Alderman Gilmore.
Here.
Vice Mayor Harrison.
Here.
Attorney Freeman.
Was she supposed to be here?
No.
No, not until the meeting. Meeting. Okay, citizens' comments. Okay. New business. What we're going to take a look at here is the project proposal presentation for the City of Ridgetop 2025 LWCF grant application, Ridgetop Park Acquisition Project. So as you can see in here, the recreational acreage in the City of Ridgetop has over 37 acres of land that's dedicated to recreational use. Public recreation activities at Station Park. Future proposed developments, what we're looking at is playgrounds, ball fields, basketball courts. The existing features, site currently has a tennis and pickleball court that will be utilized for public use. And the Station Park currently offers trails, a historical society museum, playground, railroad caboose, gardens, and open spaces. Goal of this project is to address the public's wishes, needs, and priorities as outlined in the 2025 System-Wide Parks and Recreation Master Plan. Require 11.3 acres of property adjacent to Station Park to expand the facilities. Provide recreation amenities through existing pickleball and tennis courts.
And where's the dog?
In the future,
the park.
Yeah, develop
she's on her way home.
Some athletic facilities and expand programmatic offerings through the Parks and Recreation Department. Suitability, location, and topography for the development of this project. The two proposed tracks of land are located adjacent to Station Park.
They're separate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Given the opportunity to expand the existing recreation opportunities at the park. The proposed acreage to be acquired is 11.3, which I think is, we're still working on that, if it's actually 11.3 or...
I thought that was around
10 something.
Yeah, weren't they cutting out a piece where the house is? Or was there going to be another house?
No, they weren't cut out, because I thought it was like around 12 acres total or something. They weren't cut out two, which left us like 10.
Yeah. That house in the back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Which would provide a total of 33.3 acres of land for recreation use at Station Park. There is space to implement proposed future improvements at the park while maintaining adequate open spaces with room for future recreational development.
So the park you're referring to is Station Park, not that with it. Okay.
The park is located just a couple of miles from two local elementary schools and is centrally located to many residential developments in Ridgetop. Programming plans for the site proposed. There's pickle and tennis programming, and future baseball, softball, basketball programming activities or opportunities.
The site is the combined.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, it's the that top part is the acquisitional property that we're looking at. Pickleball and tennis programming.
Right, right.
And future baseball. That's the web property.
Yeah. It still right. won't change that Ridgetop Station can
no.
have.
Right,
we
right.
can have that.
We knew, yeah, we've discussed that repeatedly.
Yeah, and we talked about it at our meeting about if it was going to be added on to Station Park or if it was going to be a separate park. Is the way it's worded for Station Park, if we add this to it, does that...
I would think it would mean you couldn't add these things.
You couldn't add these things
right.
to it. If
so they have to be separate?
So it would have
yep.
to be a separate park.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And we that was what we talked about at one of the meetings one time, that we couldn't just add it to the park.
Yep.
That we was afraid that would be the case, that those
yep.
mandates would still
you'd
be.
You'd have problems.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, existing at Station, we have walking trails, the Historic Society Museum, playground, the caboose, gardens, and open spaces. The state comprehensive recreational plan goal, conservation. We can just, I don't think I need to really read this, I'll just let you guys read through it. Okay, project timeline. To submit the application, that's in April of this year, 2025. Receive funding award would be in November of 2025. State contracting would happen in February of 2026.
What does state contracting mean?
It means the state comes in and assists us with the development and plans.
Really?
Yeah.
State?
It's part of the grant.
Oh,
okay.
Their money, so
oh, this isn't the grant from Blue Cross then?
No.
We didn't get that.
No,
well,
we
I
didn't
know,
get
but
that.
I thought we were going to
reapply.
Reapply.
Yeah, that'll come later.
Will they give us the other half if we get that too?
No, that's two different
yeah.
ones.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Blue
Cross Blue Shield didn't do land, I don't think.
Oh, well, you can hope.
It will put us acquiring, if it does go through, acquiring the property in July of 2026, implement the recreational programming in September of 2026, and the project close out in December of 2026.
More
yeah.
With the implementing of the rec programming, that looks... what does that mean specifically?
That means that was back here in this part of the program where we're looking at baseball fields, basketball,
right?
All of that.
And we could get that done within a few months.
Think so.
I think it's like setting it in motion.
Yeah.
Just yeah. So it wouldn't be finalized, but it's getting things working.
Rolling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing with the state is...
Depending on what it would be, you probably still have to do the constructing part of, like, any kind of fields or whatever. But, you know, like, if you only did with, I would think, with the tennis courts and all that, if you had, like, a program, you know, you'd implement that and get that going like that and start
right.
bringing in revenue and all that from that.
Mm-hmm. Project design to help...
How many notes of the bathrooms?
Yeah. Project design elements for Station Park access. The park will be open to citizens between sunrise and sunset. Ease of maintenance. The city of Ridgetop has successfully developed and maintained its parks and recreational spaces for several decades. And the proposed project activities will not create any new routine operational maintenance responsibilities for the maintenance staff.
That's just with Station Park.
Right. Next page is just a picture, topographic map of where the project is located. And final page, thank you. Again, this is a dream. We'll see if it comes to reality. You know, there's a lot of questions still really to be answered and a lot of money to still be looking for, but this is a beginning process.
So does any of that need to change before we send this off, that it would not be part of Station Park, or, I mean, are they going to...
Separate parks is what it's...
We can ask Evan if that makes a difference. I don't know if they care if you combine the land or...
Well, I didn't know, we know where it joins, but, and it would be connected, but I didn't
just
know...
Just a separate name.
Yeah, they may look at it differently if you're just acquiring more land for your park versus a whole other park.
I wouldn't think that they have any issues with that.
It would just suck to actually get the grant, go through all this, and then you find out that, hey, we can't even have the pickleball courts over there because it's part of Station Park.
Yeah. So we're going to have to come over.
Can't you even go to Station Park Phase 2 and therefore...
Yeah,
you don't have to go by the same.
Yeah,
I think that's potentially, we can ask Evan.
That would be a condition of the grant, so I don't know that Russell would have any idea.
No.
Before we go very far, though, shouldn't we at least see some kind of a spreadsheet as far as what their incomes, expenses, maintenance, staffing, you know, because it might be at the point that we don't even really want to pursue it if it's...
John had said he was going to supply that. I assumed it got handed off to you.
No. I think in this particular situation, we're not committed to this money.
But shouldn't we know what
gives us, with the timeline that you saw, it gives us ample time to work through this process before we formally say, okay, we're going to go for it.
Yeah, I mean, we also need to look at that house a little more.
There's a lot that we still have to work at.
Yeah, that's the only thing that puzzles me, is if this is such a great income place, how come all the entrepreneurs aren't lined up down the block trying to get it away from us?
They don't know it's there. Mm-hmm. This has just come to us.
Right.
So.
I looked on their card online, and it said that the building... what would you call it? Where they would meet, and that we've had the
clubhouse.
The clubhouse. Yeah. Thank you. The electrical. Won't we have to bring everything up to code? The electrical in there. It said bad or poor or whatever.
Yeah, eventually we would.
Did you know it's a trailer?
Yeah. See, that's all stuff we'd really have to dig into.
I've only been on the property one time.
It's a trailer.
That's the only thing that scares me, is I'm afraid we're trying to get out in
front
of
the clubhouse.
We are.
Between the house
see if we
there's
qualify.
A trailer. Yeah,
well, then again, too, if we don't qualify, there's no need of looking in part of it.
Oh, that's down further, and that's falling apart, too.
Yeah, because...
You wouldn't want to stand around in it.
Again, without spreadsheets, it's hard to say, but right now I say if we had 100% grant, I'd still be a little leery.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got some research still to do.
Yeah. But the pole barn's a wreck.
We all, I think, realize that.
But this has nothing to do with that. This is just getting ready to apply.
Yeah, this is to even see if there's money out there.
Yes. Yes, that's it. This isn't committing us to buying it.
Yeah, there's no commitment to accepting this money.
Yes.
It's just throwing a little bait out there to see if we get a nibble.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We don't know what the contingencies for the money are. I mean, what kind of hooks are they going to put on the money?
Yeah.
Have we, would it be advantageous for us to at least have an independent appraiser go out and appraise the property?
That's part of the process.
Yeah, that will be part of
the
process.
A part of this process. Okay, mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Before they would extend the money, the appraiser
they have
has
to know
to be done.
That it's worth
yeah.
that amount
yeah.
of dollars. Okay.
Great.
Yeah.
And we're, honestly, we're working on that.
Yeah, they have to have what's called a letter of...
What's the word they used?
Intent?
It's basically a letter stating, you know, how much it's worth.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it can be like a market analysis or something.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It.
And
yeah.
so,
yeah.
but once we get past this process, before they would allow us to receive the money, a full
that's where all
appraisal
the questions
has to be
get
done.
Answered
correct.
In that time.
Okay.
Yeah. Correct.
Then a full... It states that we would have to have an appraisal done.
Yeah, there's a lot
yeah.
ahead of us.
Yeah.
Well, there should be.
And I'm not sure that this is a concrete mm-hmm. estimate of the timeline. That's just, that could be
a wish list.
It could be longer
yeah.
with the state.
Yeah.
Well, right.
And it
yeah.
will be longer, but at least gives the grant people mm-hmm. a timeline that we're looking at. But there's no way we'll get it done in that timeline, or mm-hmm. it's just. In order to have a grant, you got to have a plan.
Right. Yes.
That's exactly right.
And that was the purpose of that 10-year plan, is so they can see what we're looking at or what we're trying to develop, what our dreams are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's your goal?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, the land still will be a valuable asset to the city, period.
Yes, it would.
Oh, yeah, there's all kinds of good potential. It's just, can we afford it?
Yep.
Have you all gone out and walked it and gone into the woods? Because mm-hmm. I don't see anything in there that's of value to us. It's a ravine.
Well, I've walked all over out here in the woods. We catch a lot of frogs and mm-hmm. salamanders mm-hmm. in that ditch
mm-hmm.
down there.
Mm-hmm. But it's a ravine.
There's some space in there. I guess probably a year ago, John and I did. And there's some areas in there that we can get stuff done.
Yeah, you go in there with a chainsaw and a bulldozer, you'd be surprised how you can change that area in a hurry.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Real quick.
You know, I know John went in and bulldozed. I went in after he had done that, but it was still kind of...
Oh, yeah, it's still...
yeah.
It's going to need a lot of work.
Best asset about that is that you can walk from park to park.
Yes.
Can yeah. you? Without going down the ravine and going up the other side?
Mm-hmm.
You can. Okay, mm-hmm. I didn't go that far in.
Mm-hmm. he said he made a pathway.
Yeah, he didn't make a path.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't go very far.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so. Again, you're going to have to make walking trails and mm-hmm. bridges yeah. over.
And there's been people that have wished that, you know, there's something a little bit more over at Station Park. So, you right. know, that'll give them more that they can go, feel like they're hiking or whatnot.
Right,
so.
But we didn't do any more trails at Station Park because of the cost.
Yeah.
And one of the things the state's going to like about it is it connects us, that subdivision.
Neighborhoods.
To the neighborhood, too. Put another subdivision
in play.
In play.
Yep.
And again, you know, we don't have to have an asphalt walking trail down through the woods. We can make that a nature trail.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's why I like it at Station Park. We did because it was going to be expensive to
do that
paved.
Yeah,
because yeah, you know, you put a dirt, that's not going to make anybody happy because it rains. It's going to be disgusting.
But you
gravel will wash away. So,
but you get down in the woods, people are looking for a nature trail.
Mm-hmm.
They want it to be rustic.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
So it has a lot of potential.
Oh, yeah.
Still has a lot of questions.
Yeah, I've never questioned the potential. I just have a back of my mind, can we afford it?
Right.
Yep. Yep, and that's run through all of ours. You know, as Kristen has stated on numerous occasions, that it's 100% or else.
Yeah, and again, I'm kind of, not that I haven't been aware of it because I've been in the audience, it's just now I'm on this end of it, I'm going to have to make a vote here.
Jay feels responsible.
Sitting out there, you got all kinds of comments.
Yeah, you can do all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, and with no police department, I mean, if something's going on in those woods, what do? We have no police department, and the...
We get Monty a big dog and turn him loose.
Okay.
I'll put Cleo on. Yeah.
She's got her shield ready.
Now, who would... I mean, would the sheriff even go in there? No, right?
Well, once it's developed, they would.
Yeah, they'd go in there.
Okay.
If something happened today, they'd go in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean,
they would? Mm-hmm. Or would they send Greenbrier in?
No, the police department, if somebody does something in Station Park and runs into the woods, I guarantee you the sheriff department, Greenbrier, is going to canvas that woods and find
them. Right behind them.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's not an issue.
No. No. Okay. Anything else? We go under round two.
Can I take one of these?
No. Oh, yeah, that's what they're for.
Okay, thanks.
Do we need to vote on this or anything?
Mm-mm.
No, it was just a public meeting to inform everybody. So we did that.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
Do we have a motion to adjourn?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Can I make one suggestion, too, of if we have to do any more, like, public things, like I put on the Facebook, I get what you were saying too, but at the same point, if we have to use those comments to like put with this packet.
What comments?
Like the conversation me and you had on the post that I put, like it kind of puts a negative aspect to it rather than a positive.
There's a lot of negativity that could end up if we don't have the money and the other things.
I mean, I understand that, but like you come in or you should come in knowing a little more information than some of the, so we had like citizens out here like, this sounds great, this looks awesome, you know, and then boom, here you come.
Boom, I was down the line. But I'm entitled to my opinion as a citizen.
I understand that, but I just feel like instead of some of the hashing out, like maybe it could have been something you'd be like, what is this for? So I could have like addressed it off.
I'd love to sit down and talk to you, but you said you didn't trust me to talk to me.
No, you're putting a little bit of words in my mouth. I never said I wouldn't talk to you, but I will. I do stand by that I don't fully trust you, but I never said I wouldn't talk to you.
You said you were very, yeah, you did. You didn't want to, because you didn't feel comfortable with it.
But I never said I would not.
Okay, you didn't say the word trust.
Yeah.
That's what it all meant, though.
But still, like, misinformation was put out there. So, like, I just feel like if there's some things, like, there was just a better time and a place. Because if we have to list that with this, they're going to look at that and they're like, I mean, their own people can't even, like, figure this out. So, do we want
to,
like...
But we don't even have to agree because we all have votes.
I understand that, but I feel like there's just some things that should be an off-camera type situation.
So... Well, that seems somewhat suspicious to me.
Anyways, well, y'all understand what I was trying to say, so I'll end.
The issue that I had with it, since
you're
we're
not even
up,
on Facebook.
I know. That's why. But the misinformation.
I made a mistake with the number, absolutely, yes. And I apologized for it and took it back, and then I took it out.
But then you make me, because I don't go back and edit anything that I put out there, so then you're going to make me look ignorant by saying stuff because I don't go and change my comments.
Oh, well, I didn't know you wouldn't change your comment.
I don't feel, because
if
on that page, if people comment, I cannot delete, I can't do anything. That is out there forever. So when you go out there and you edit stuff, you're changing what was put out there. So, like, I feel like you change the narrative and then...
I did that because of what you said.
Well, but here's the thing. Yeah. You almost started that, though, because you put out something. You went back and you edited it, and you made it very personal when you put at the end, you, ?
No, to them. To the.
That's not how I took it, and that's not how it seemed.
It was the citizens.
But you put
that was
you.
The you. Yes.
Anyways.
That was on there from the beginning.
No,
who's
no.
going to pay for this? And then I put you, and that was on there from the very beginning.
No, it was not. I got to screw it up to prove it, but anyway.
Go ahead, I'd like to see it.
I won't even.
While you're looking, the one thing I will add to this, before I retired, Clean Harbors, they forbid any of the management for having a Facebook account because they didn't want anything out there that could be negative on the company. And we as professionals, you know, if we have a difference, we should air them here at this table. But to put it out on Facebook is not professional. You know, and again, you're entitled to your opinions, as we all are. But as professionals, we should air it out here at this table and not on Facebook.
Tell Donald Trump that.
Well, yeah, I know, if I see him, I will.
Okay.
And
I'm a citizen, and I'm entitled to my opinion.
I understand that.
And I didn't even see that until someone called me.
All right. But again, all I'm trying to say is we could save a whole lot of trouble if we aired it out here instead of Facebook.
I probably should have called you.
And I would have answered. I would have had that conversation.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I'm not trying to, like, the whole purpose of that post was to air it out to the community to get positive, negative kind of comments from the community. Because I'm not saying that you don't have a right, but you come with a little bit more behind you because you sit on this board. You have more information than they do. So that's why I'm saying, I'm not trying to be suspicious when I say it should be an off-camera thing, because you are already have more than they do. So this is us trying to get the people's vote that you talk about all the time of people. Like, I want to hear the positive. I want to hear the negative. Because I'm not out here trying to make decisions that Kristen solely wants.
And I'm not saying it's solely you. I think that we have presented this as something that is going to happen, is going to be wonderful.
No, we have not.
Meeting, we said this will not happen if this puts the city in a financial bind. This is a wish list dream for us.
And how was that communicated to the general population of Ridgetop?
Did anybody say anything that, like, would have warranted me to, like, say this is a pipeline dream? Like,
I said I dream too, and it is a dream.
And did I address that in there?
Yes.
Okay.
But there are other sides. I think what bothers me is that it looks like everything wonderful and good is going to happen, and we live in La La Land, and we're going to have merry-go-rounds, and we're going to have, you know, ponies, and no one's focusing on how can we make this happen.
I feel like what that's what we're doing right now.
Right now, but when you put out those kinds of ads, it looks like there are no consequences. There's nothing else to think about. Just wait for the money to come in. But that's my opinion, and that's your opinion. And I respect your opinion. And if I have something not positive to say again, I'll call you. How's that?
Perfect.
And if you think of something that you think I should know, call me.
I mean, I'm not trying to make everything look like rainbows and sunshine on this. I'm not. If somebody would have said something, I would have addressed whatever. There's just things that, like, when you're coming at it from the aspect you did, so, I mean, like,
okay, yeah, I'll be more careful.
And it can make it look like you got inside information about something that is not necessarily true. See, whatever you put out there that it was $130,000, it was a simple mistake, I understand, but people look, instead of just you as a citizen, they look at, she's the alderman. She knows these numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And now whenever they're changed, it looks like that. Now it looks like we're hiding something.
When I heard that, I made that mistake. I almost fell over. I couldn't get online fast enough to fix it and say I was sorry. It was a mistake. Because, I don't know, I think I was thinking of the 1.1 and then the 34, and they got mixed up. But I do apologize for that. I should have been more careful. I try to read things over a couple of times before I, you know, push send, whatever. But I'll be more careful, and I'll talk to you.
I appreciate that.
Okay. And I hope you talk to me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not never going to, like, every time you've approached me, have I not addressed you and talked to you?
Yes.
Okay. I do have my reservations, but it doesn't mean that I cannot be an adult and human being and acknowledge that you're speaking to me and you have questions. I will give you that respect.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay. Adjourn.
Amen.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.